Nolte, suspect killed after allegedly stabbing man and dog for being Christian. By John Nolte on January 26, 2026. A suspect accused of stabbing a man and his dog for the sin of being Christian was shot and killed by police in Pierce County, Washington, on Monday. Pierce County includes the city of Tacoma. The Pierce County Sheriff's Office told local news that the victim called 911 at 6:24 a.m., reporting that he had been stabbed by an unknown man near the SS Quickstop grocer. The alleged victim said he was approached by a stranger who asked him what religion he was. The victim said he was attacked after he mentioned Christianity. The suspect allegedly stabbed both the man and his dog. The man was rushed to a local hospital. The dog underwent immediate surgery at an animal hospital. A two-hour search proved futile until a spot check in a nearby neighborhood found the man. According to the sheriff's office, the suspect was armed with multiple knives and was resisting arrest, and approached deputies before shots were fired. Pierce County is a Democrat Party stronghold, and residents say they no longer feel safe living there. Christopher Dotson, a father with young children, said he doesn't feel safe living in the area with his family anymore, reports Como. Others told the outlet that shootings and crime are on the rise in this area of Parkland. Many said they don't feel safe walking alone on 112th Street South at night. Here's the news report. We don't yet know the whole story, and we might never with the guy dead. Still, we all know that Democrats and the corporate media have spent years not only demonizing Christians as Nazis but in doing so deliberately sending the message that doing them harm is not only okay but heroic. As we have seen, especially in the Confederate state of Minnesota, these coordinated hate campaigns have activated the mentally ill and hordes of unstable, empty-souled, liberal white women into violent, dangerous, and self-destructive behavior. If you're not a Marxist, fleeing Democrat-run cities is a must. These people hate you and are eager to activate their unstable and narcissistic minions to harm you. Again, I cannot speak for this specific incident, but anyone with half a brain can see how it fits a pattern. Hey, life really is a utopia in Red America. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.